This is Cue the Crew, your all-access pass to everything behind the camera, including you. Let's get started. And we're back. And we're back from the Final Four. Yep.
If anyone's interested, Tyler lasted 42 seconds with that combo standing above his head.
It's honestly longer than I genuinely thought. Okay, Final Four. We're down to the wire. We've got the iPhone against the 416. And the boom pole up against a body pack recorder. Maka's, that's okay.
Certainly.
Look, there's been a whole, if you're just joining in, there's been like a whole thing. We didn't just pick these.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We didn't just pick our four favorite tools. No. There was a process. We defended ourselves.
Is it flawed? Sure.
Yeah. but also, no, it's not. This is a perfect representation of our industry right now. But anyway, so just to remind everybody, we're gearing up for this podcast, which is Cue the Crew. We just want to hear stories from people on set. Yep. There's a lot of wild stuff that happens, and we're probably at this point legally able to talk about it. Your NDAs have expired, so
I don't know. There's a few that we
there will always be a few. But that's what this is all about. Right now, we're focused on picking out some audio gear for this March Mixer Madness tournament. So let's get going. This is our Final Four. You ready?
Yep.
So depressed sounding. Okay. We've got our one seed versus a two seed. Not terribly surprising. Although I am a little surprised the iPhone made it this far. I feel good about it. Who do we got in this matchup? 416 versus an iPhone. I don't know.
It's got to be a 416, yeah, right? It's a classic tool.
I think it's the 416 because
you cannot drop an iPhone in the ocean.
And it has been well documented that a 416 will work in the jungle.
Yeah.
It has also been well documented that an iPhone will not work in the jungle.
That's true.
You lose immediately.
We were just in a jungle. Right?
Yeah, that's true. You immediately lose half the functionality of your iPhone if you're in a jungle. No reception, presumably. We're not getting into the whole satellite phone thing.
Okay.
But, it's already lost its value right there. So communication out the door, which was a big advantage for it going into the Final Four. 416... We're making audio,
We're making shit happen in the jungle.
Right. We're making shit happen in the jungle, and even though you can record on an iPhone, you're probably not going to do it as well as a 416 at this point. So I think 416 has got to be the winner.
Yeah.
At the very least, out of a sign of respect to our profession, if nothing else.
We can throw it a bone.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. We're audio guys, not phone repair guys. Shout out to Quick Fix iPhone Repair in Daphne, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
My brother's shop.
Oh.
If you ever in Lower Alabama, the original LA.
Sponsor us.
The original LA.
Get out of here.
Oh.
Stop by Quick Fix. next up in our Final Four matchup is, again, the body pack recorder.
Wait. The original LA.
Shout out to Quick Fix iPhone Repair in Daphne, Alabama.
The original LA?
The original LA. Lower Alabama.
I've heard that about Louisiana.
That's
Oh, no. They got Alabama was before Louisiana.
Your brother's shop?
We bought Louisiana.
All right, I'm back. In the purchase.
Yeah,
that's right.
Great deal on it too, by the way. Okay, Final Four. Now we've got 14 seated body pack recorder in the Final Four up against a boom pole. You're off to set. You don't know what's coming at you. Who you got?
Boom pole.
Boom pole.
Yeah.
Boom pole, says Steven. Okay.
Am I putting the 416 on it?
Hey, it's up to you. Or maybe you could even put the body pack recorder on it if you wanted.
Interesting. That opens the door.
I feel like this is a tougher matchup than it looks like. Instincts tell you boom pole.
Instincts tell me boom pole.
Right.
But we're not going
to
just going to rush this.
To the boom pole?
Okay, here's the thing is...
You can get a replacement for a boom pole. If it's a 42-second combo stand, so be it.
That's true.
A broom handle.
A painter's pole.
Painter's pole. Oh. You're gonna have handling noise like a motherfucker, but boy, you're gonna get it.
Yep. And look, here's the thing.
In this conversation,
honestly, like the four of us at this table, we don't use either of them.
That's true.
We don't use either of them.
This is a lob 'em and leave 'em.
Yeah. I mean, we already eliminated the Scorpio. That's the tool that we actually use, right? So these for us are kind of, these are, you know, I mean, I don't want to say worst case scenario. I mean, we'll boom stuff if we need to, but it's not.
We're not primarily booming stuff.
No, but we're not primarily booming
our things. Boom tracks rarely make the final mix.
Yeah.
Unless it's sit-down interview stuff.
Sure, that's a different thing. Which we could mount those on a C-stand.
That's true, there you go. Sold.
So this is almost like, I don't know, like I keep on going back to bailout situations.
But isn't the boom, especially in our documentary world, like the ultimate bailout? Because it's a microphone on whoever you want to record.
You're not wrong there.
No, you're not wrong. And
you can monitor too.
Yeah, there's been you know, decades worth of documentaries that were filmed with a boom pole only.
Pistol grips though.
Yeah,
like I mean, sans boom pole is kind of the thing. They were. Boom poles.
That's true. That's just shotgun mic aiming at people.
I mean, you know, watch any documentary from the 60s and 70s, and you're likely to find that they were recorded using a pistol grip or something like
By a man with a mustache.
Using a
Nagra. Wearing very short shorts.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, I think there's arguments for both. I think, of course, if you're looking in a vacuum of scripted narrative world, boom pole's going to take it in a landslide.
Right. Okay.
But we're talking about lots of different kinds of shoots.
Yeah. Okay. So also, I think we need to talk about this distinction has not been made. If it's one microphone only, one singular microphone, then boom pole. But if we're talking about like the existence of this technology, like if you're talking about a collection of body pack recorders versus a collection of boom poles. Well, you can only hold one boom pole.
Right.
But you can put out body pack recorders all day long. Right? So I absolutely hear what you're saying as far as documentaries being recorded with one single microphone.
Yeah.
And that is 100% viable. Yeah. And if that's what we're talking, then yes, I agree with you. It's the boom pole. But if we're talking about like a boom pole versus a bag full of body pack recorders, then I'm going body pack recorders because theoretically I can put recorders on all these people in this documentary. Yeah. And as soon as one of those sons of bitches jumps out of an airplane, I can no longer get him with the boom pole. But that body pack recorder's got him.
Yeah, I think when you get into, you know, it's obviously situational, but you know, if you've got 5 minutes with A-list talent or something like that, or if it's sports or something, you know, you're gonna need a boom. I'm not convinced that it solely relies on the boom pole as being the winner there. Mm-hmm. It's more of the situation of booming. You could, again, hate that I'm saying this, put a CMIT on a camera, and you're gonna get a decent amount of content. Is it going to be the best? No. And are you in the right? You got placement and all the things. Mm-hmm. Well, you put a body pack recorder on somebody. Let's say you can make that happen in 5 minutes. They can go do whatever. It doesn't matter where camera is. You've got it.
Theoretically, opens the door for camera team.
Opens. Yeah, 100%.
They're shooting 360.
So you know. Yeah. So I think in general, it's going to again have to be the body pack recorder, just because of. I guess it's the bailout situation, the bailout factor. That's what it comes down to for me.
Mm-hmm. The versatility of the bailout.
That's
what we're saying.
Like the confidence of knowing that if someone puts me in a real fucked up situation, I have a fighting chance of surviving. Right.
Have you ever tried to boom anyone while they're running?
Yeah. Yes.
I probably have tried very unsuccessfully.
I have tried. Yeah. Yes, and same as you. I was not successful at it.
Yeah.
So.
Any objections to Body's gross.
Very gross. But moving on. I can accept it.
We'll take it.
Okay. Sorry, everyone.
Steven and I feel nasty about
this. Yeah.
So that puts us with a 416, which is very predictable contender for the title, up against a very unpredictable contender for the title, that is a body pack recorder. 788, 411. Yeah, I could, like, yeah, that seems worthy. Did not see this dark horse coming.
Wow.
But here we are.
14 seed, right? 14 seed.
We got no Cooper CS-104. Yeah, we got no 788. Scorpio.
There are 68 things that made it into this tournament. I personally feel like a body pack recorder is in the bottom 10 of those things.
Yeah.
Yet every matchup, it talked us into it. It's the Cinderella that we never knew existed.
The glass slipper.
But we still never used the things. Like, I mean, okay, you know what I do? Like, I use them as plant mics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're
pretty rare.
Kind of a luxury, yeah. I guess. Like,
throw them in a towel, you know.
If you're
building out your audio kit from scratch, the body pack recorder is not in your first
not essential.
20 purchases.
No.
Although it may be integrated into some of your other ones. It may, by intention or design, it may not be like you may not be actively seeking it out, but I bet you have one.
Yeah, because of the transmitters that...
Either a dedicated one, or you've got a transmitter that records, and they're recording for a reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not cheaper to add a recording functionality to a transmitter. It's quite the opposite. Well, we didn't get a proper outro. That's what we get for not having producers. But join us on the next episode where we talk about the 416 going up against the body pack recorder.